February is a short month, but there's lots going on. It seems to have a lot of celebrations in it.
Yeah.
There are a lot of the Black History Month activities listed in our Around Town calendar and Recreation News. This weekend, there are some special activities planned at the Manassas Museum over in Northern Virginia. There's also a fascinating exhibit opening in the Jamestown Settlement down in Virginia, just south of Williamsburg, that looks at the contributions of African Americans who came to the Jamestown area in the 17th century.
Wow.
So that goes back quite a ways. And if you look on page 18 in the February Recreation News, you'll find a lot of these Black History Month kinds of activities, not just for this weekend, but really going on throughout the month.
Wow, great. And lest anyone forget, February also brings us Valentine's Day.
That's right. And there is a special Valentine's celebration actually over three weekends, February the 7th, the 14th, and the 21st, where you can enjoy a candlelight progressive tour of the beautiful James River plantations. If you've never been down there outside of Richmond and heading toward Williamsburg along the James River to those plantations, it's really a spectacular kind of a tour. Check out page 18 on the calendar. Of course, look online at recreationnews.com, where you can find the online version of our printed newspaper.
And since it's Valentine's Day, often people go to restaurants, and that means they may want a nice bottle of wine. And there's some wine festivities going on as well.
Absolutely. If you want to make some of those wine selections for your Valentine, the Virginia Wine Showcase takes place this weekend at the Dulles Expo Center. You can, of course, enjoy the wine tasting and the activities from 11 to 6 Saturday and Sunday. Find the details again on page 18. That's the first page of our Around Town calendar in the Recreation News. There are other wine-related activities, I guess, that kind of pertain to Valentine's Day as well in the calendar. But all month long, you can enjoy something kind of unusual. It's called a Cask to Kisses event at Berry Wine Linganore Wine Cellars in Mount Airy, Maryland, not too far out of Washington and Baltimore. You can get all the contact information on page 18 in the February Recreation News.
And we should note that this is also the bicentennial year of Abraham Lincoln's birth.
That's quite right. And, of course, one of the places in Washington that's most associated with Abraham Lincoln is Ford's Theater. Ford's Theater has been actually closed for a while, as they've undergone a really extensive renovation.
Redone the whole place.
And it is reopening. And one of the activities about that reopening is the premiere of a play, The Heavens Are Hung in Black, that deals with parts of Lincoln's life. You can read a whole story, actually, about the renovation of Ford's Theater, what's happening there, what's coming up on page 27 of Recreation News. Might give you some ideas about some things to do, not just now, but in the future.
And I actually have my tickets for The Heavens Are Hung in Black, and I can't wait to see it. So
there you go.
And if you're more active, on the more active side, things going on?
Well, you might want to check out the Mid-Atlantic International Motorcycle Show. That's at the Maryland State Fairgrounds north of Baltimore. This weekend is your chance to see bikes from all over the world, and we've got all the details on page 19 of Recreation News.
And we've had some, not some so pleasant, this weekend's supposed to be nice, but the weather has been a little rough over the last couple of weeks. So if you're antsy, what can you do?
Well, if you got cabin fever sort of for the midwinter, next weekend is a little relief. The Cabin Fever Festival comes up at the Great Frederick Fairgrounds, just up I-270 from Washington. There will be professional artists and juried crafts, as well as demonstrations and, of course, lots of food. You can find out the details about that on page 20 in our printed edition and, of course, at recreationnews.com.
Oh, and we love the deals. What kind of deals are you going to tell us about?
Oh, got quite a few this week, actually. By way of transition, you might want to check out the story on Virginia's presidential love nest that starts on page 9 in our February issue. That's one of our tributes to Valentine's Day. And at the end of that story, you're going to find a list of romantic lodgings near those presidential retreats and the special Valentine's packages that they're offering most of the month. Additionally, the Woods Resort over in West Virginia, just about 90 minutes away, is offering you a choice during February. You can either stay two nights and get the third one free, or you can take advantage of a package for two that includes a couple's massage, room for the night, breakfast, and dinner for two for $325. And all the details on that are on page 7 of our travel section in Recreation News.
Very nice.
Golf games. It's a little early, maybe around here for golf, although people
maybe this weekend it won't be bad, but
right. But if you want to get your golf game ready for the clearer weather of the spring, golfdc.com is offering 3, 5, or 8 private lesson packages that start from $110. This is quite a deal, so you might want to look on page 8 if you're a duffer. And if the Caribbean is calling
that
you,
sounds delightful. Caribbean, yeah, baby.
You might want to check out the 60% off deal at Sandals. They've got several resorts down in the Caribbean, and it's being offered through Cruise and Land Travel, and you'll find out how to find out more about that and take advantage of it on page 13. And one last one, if you think about Valentine's Day, I guess it's a little hard not to think about the Poconos.
Oh, absolutely. The heart-shaped bathtub or something.
There you go. Caesars Resorts in the Poconos, they have 3 of them, is offering up to 50% off. You can check out that deal on page 16 of the February Recreation News or at recreationnews.com. And if you don't receive Recreation News at your workplace, go to recreationnews.com, let us know about it, and we'll see that you get it free.